Thank you for downloading this audio file, Stakeholder Management Best Practices, which forms part of Virtual Project Consulting's Project Management Best Practice series. Stakeholder Management Best Practices. Are you actively managing project stakeholders? Stakeholder management is as key to a successful project outcome as communications management. Today, I want to focus on best practices relating to managing stakeholders on projects. For complete clarity about stakeholder management, let's look at it from the angle of what a stakeholder is, who stakeholders are, why you must do stakeholder management, when to communicate. Stakeholder definition. What is a stakeholder? Stakeholders are people who are actively involved in projects, who exert influence on projects, and whose interests may be positively, negatively affected by projects. Source, PMBOK. Who are stakeholders? The key stakeholders on projects are the project manager, project team members, the project sponsor, the customer, and the performing organization. Other stakeholders could include internal and external owners and funders, sellers and contractors, team members and their families, government agencies and media outlets, society at large. Why do stakeholder management? On any project, a project manager needs to identify project stakeholders in order to determine their requirements and to manage and influence their requirements. Identify stakeholders during initiation phase of project life cycle. Throughout the project, you need to actively manage the stakeholders' requirements and expectations. Influencing the organization involves the ability to get things done. This requires from a project manager an understanding of both formal and informal structure of the organization involved. For example, the customers, partners, contractors, office politics, etc. One golden rule to remember is when there is a difference between stakeholders, it should be resolved in favor of the customer. Finding appropriate resolutions to such differences can be a major challenge of project management. The reason why you need to do stakeholder management is to drive stakeholder satisfaction. This requires reliable, dependable, repeatable effort from your side. You need to know the needs and expectations of stakeholders and invest in those needs. A frequent investment, weekly, even daily, in the needs of the stakeholders helps projects to be successful. When to communicate with stakeholders? You need to communicate with your project stakeholders a number of times as documented in your communications plan. Beginning of a project, weekly at progress meetings, regular reviews and reporting, at the end of a project. In summary, a project manager needs to manage and influence stakeholder requirements to ensure a successful project. For more project management best practices, please visit Virtual Project Consulting on www.virtualprojectconsulting.com. I repeat, www.virtualprojectconsulting.com, and that is spelt www.virtualprojectconsulting.com. When you subscribe to the Virtual Project Consulting blog, found under the social buttons on the right-hand side, you will receive a free report with 15 project management tips. If you are a business owner or service professional who wants to manage your own business projects, please use the Project Management Toolkit that provides you with a simple framework for project management that you can implement right away. That can also be found at www.virtualprojectconsulting.com.